T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NBA Finals, game number 5 coming up tonight. Warriors and Raptors, and we have certainly arrived at the point of no return for Golden State, the two-time champs on the ropes, and joining us, host on the Warriors flagship, 95.7 The Game, Matt Kolsky, nice enough to spend a little time with us. Matt, first of all, Kevin Durant, I mean, planning to play, I guess that is going to at least give everybody in Golden State and the Bay Area a charge and some hope here, right?
Yeah, you'd certainly think so. I mean, I think if we've learned anything, we've learned how hard a job this was without Kevin Durant. And even though we don't know what exactly we'll get out of him, just the fact that he'll be out there, it has to mean something.
Matt, I mean, at least people out here in San Diego, and I'm sure many folks who are outside of Oakland right now, haven't got a chance to see much of anything from Kevin Durant. Now, you guys who are a little bit closer may have. How healthy should we expect him to be for this Game 5?
You know, frankly, I wish I had great inside information. This has been as closely guarded a secret as I can remember. And the Warriors are, I don't want to say they're generally forthcoming about injuries, but they're not usually quite as secretive as this has been. The weird sort of closed-door workout they suddenly had the other night that people were speculating involved Durant. Now, I had some peekers on that workout, and I don't think he was out there, so that may have just been a misdirect. It's hard to see what's going on. I'll say this. He's clearly not 100%.
Okay.
Because in my mind, any notion of, oh, well, he's playing both sides against the middle, he might be delaying because of the free agency, all that stuff is total BS in my mind. I feel like I've gotten to know Kevin Durant enough in 3 years that this is not the sort of dude. And frankly, you don't become someone like Kevin Durant being the sort of dude who would sit out an opportunity to win a title.
Yeah.
It's just not, it doesn't make sense to me that would be part of his DNA. So I believe he is getting on the floor at the earliest possible opportunity, which in turn means he is not feeling great. But he's feeling good enough to move around and probably at least take some jumpers. And correct me if I'm wrong, you guys have watched the series. I feel like even just a 7-foot standstill jump shooter would help the Warriors right now.
I agree. They seem to be missing. I just think the spacing is going to be different with him on the floor. So it's going to be interesting in this Game 5 for sure.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Kevin Durant got a ton of flack in the last, like, 15 games of the regular season. There was an 11-game stretch, and I've pulled up the stats a number of times. I don't have them in front of me right now, but I've looked at them enough to know he shot 59% and averaged about 12 shots a game, and I think over 7 assists. And he got a lot of guff from national and local reporters. Hey, why aren't you shooting more? Is something wrong? Are you angry at somebody? Like, is this about free agency? How come you're not shooting? And as he always does, Kevin Durant would say, well, you know, I just sort of let the game come to me, and I do whatever my team needs on a night-to-night basis. But nobody really believed him. Everyone was sure he was deliberately shooting less. And I kind of always thought he was – now, look, he was clearly going out of his way to fit within the team concept, because the guy who shoots 20 times a game doesn't suddenly just shoot at 12 for no reason. But it felt pretty honorable to me. And I think if you can get that Kevin Durant tonight – the 12 to 15 shots, but over 50% of them going in, moving the ball, participating in the offense, and being a threat, I think that's enough to get it done, at least in Game 5.
And you would think so, because they're going to have to guard him. I mean, that's the thing that I see, and that's going to have to open things up for the other guys a little bit.
That sounds like a guy that's trying to get his teammates ready and make sure they're good and comfortable before the playoffs start, is what that sounded like.
That sounded like that's exactly it. Matt Kolsky is with us. Host of the Warriors flagship, 95.7 The Game. You know, the thing is, in our sports world here, we tend to always wonder what's wrong with the champion when the champion is losing. we don't really take enough time to give credit to the other team that happens to be beating the champion. And I'm sure the Warriors are certainly not at their best. They're not 100% healthy. We've all seen them play much better. But how much of this is stuff Toronto's doing that the Warriors just aren't dealing with very well? I mean, look, they beat them twice in the regular season. I think most people thought that didn't mean anything, but now you add it all up and that's 5 of 6 overall. There must be something this Toronto team's doing right.
Yeah, I still don't think the regular season means anything just because those were pretty different teams on both sides due to injuries. And look, the Raptors made some pretty significant roster changes.
Yeah, they did.
But I do think the 3-1 means a lot. And I think it more than anything about the Warriors, I think it has been about the Raptors. I was just talking to my co-host a few minutes ago about this. One of our things over the last 3 years, certainly, since Durant showed up, is sort of when we project a series in particular, but just the season overall, you kind of count all-stars because there's so damn many of them on this roster. You know, it seems ridiculous. And any time there was a little doubt or why aren't they playing better or what's gone wrong here, it was, look, at the end of the day, they got 4 or 5 all-stars, the other guys don't. And I think when you get to a place like the NBA Finals, you have to look at that not in terms of who's got an all-star selection from a few months or even a few years ago, but in terms of who's playing like an all-star right now. And in this series, the Raptors have had more guys playing like all-stars every single game.
Good point.
Every game. Steph Curry is, and even he hasn't been perfect, but he's pretty much been all-star for 4 games. You can't say that about anybody else. Kevin Durant's been off the floor entirely. Klay Thompson's been off the floor and is somewhat hurt, although he didn't look too bad. Draymond Green has had 1 or 2 pretty big stinkers in this series, and DeMarcus Cousins is nowhere near his all-star level. Andre Iguodala is nowhere near his all-star level. Like, the all-star count favors the opposition for the first time in a while if you just look at how guys are playing, because you've got, obviously, Kawhi being ridiculous, but Marc Gasol has had a couple all-star-level performances. Pascal Siakam has played like an all-star. Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet has played almost like an all-star in this series. And, you know, you run down Toronto's roster, they're playing 6 or 7 or at most 8 guys. All of them can shoot. All of them can defend. This is a really good basketball team.
Yeah, man, you make a terrific point because Toronto does have a bunch of guys playing like all-stars. I want to ask you, you brought up Klay Thompson. I mean, he looked pretty good, at least from my standpoint, in Game 4 after missing Game 3. Where is he at percentage-wise as far as health? Is he close to 100? Or I would imagine he's not. I mean, hamstrings don't heal all that fast.
Yeah, I mean, you know much more about competing at a high level than I do. And hamstring, boy, I've strained a hamstring playing adult softball, and that took me out for a month.
Right. So, only a month? That's good.
Well, I was 35 at the time. You know, I was still feeling okay. But no, Klay is the hardest to tell. You know, some guys, they're missing the 10 or 15% physically. You can see it. He's obviously missing at least that much. And I don't know where it shows up. I mean, you know, I tell people a lot around here because I'm a Chicagoland native. I just work here. My teams in my heart are mostly Chicago teams, but I've become a decent Warrior fan mostly because of my love for Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
I just have so much respect for the guy. You never know when he's hurt, unless in the rare cases he misses some time, but when he comes back, he looks the same. And he's still got a knockdown jumper. And look, he's a guy, some nights he's not going to hit. And he obviously had a big slump to start the year. And that'll happen occasionally. But he sure seems to be hot when they need him. And to come back, even though they lost Game 4, to come back when you're clearly not okay and hit some of the shots he hit, I just think it's remarkable. Not to mention he is being asked to defend one of the, 2, 3 best players in the league on a regular basis.
And that player is given the Warriors a lot of problems at the other end of the floor too, because they put Kawhi on Draymond Green once in a while, and much of the time, or at least early in the series. And both Tony and I feel like Draymond Green is kind of the head of the Warriors snake, even when everybody's healthy. Everything has to kind of go mentally and physically through him, and how he plays kind of rubs off on the rest of the team.
Your heartbeat.
The heartbeat. Thank you, Tony. And it just seems like Kawhi Leonard's taken a little of his heartbeat away, and the Raptors have taken a little of that away. I'm stunned because I didn't think anybody could do that to Draymond Green.
Yeah, well, you know, usually when we think about a player having their, you know, sort of heart taken away a little bit or being really shut down, it has to do with getting their scoring stopped.
Right.
And I think, you know, Draymond is not a scorer, and so it's a different thing. But he, two things. First of all, the first part you said is 100% right. He's the heartbeat, and what that really means is the old basketball adage, defense wins championships, right? And look, you have to have offense too. We don't need to get into that particular argument, but the Warriors, at least I can say factually, they are the unbeatable Warriors when they defend at a high level.
Yeah.
And sometimes when they're able to defend at a high level and at least have the personnel to do so, they can actually struggle on offense and still be that juggernaut. When they don't play defense, they're totally vulnerable. And Draymond Green, specifically his energy, is the key to a complete defensive effort.
Right.
No matter what people say, it's just hard to play good defense for 48 minutes in the NBA. It's a really hard job. It requires incredible focus and energy and intensity. And Draymond keys all that stuff, and when it's not there, they can give up 120 to a Toronto Raptors team that isn't known for its offense. And I think in terms of the Kawhi matchup, your second point, what Kawhi, and not even just Kawhi, it's a team effort.
Yeah.
Siakam and Gasol are a huge part of it too. But all the little clever things that Draymond does, catching at the foul line, sort of moving downhill, finding guys in with lobs, all of that it's creative offensively, and the Raptors have done such a good job of snuffing it out. How many lobs have they tipped in the last few games that against the Rockets were huge dunks for the Warriors?
A bunch.
And that stuff, I think, matters even more than the 2 points because it's a momentum shifter as well.
Well said, Matt. Well, I tell you one thing. If nothing else, it's a fascinating night to watch a basketball game because I don't think anybody knows exactly how this one's going to go tonight. Maybe Kevin Durant rides in on his white horse, saves the Warriors, and they go on and win another championship. Maybe it's time for Toronto. I don't know. I'll still have to see it to believe it. But
Chris. The biggest thing to me, and I tweeted this after the last game, and now I'm the radio guy who tells you what I tweeted. But
that's all right.
It would have been a real shame for this thing to end without KD getting out there at least once. And, you know, we'll see how good he is. Hopefully he's really good, because I just think that injury has robbed us of what, you know, before the series, I might not have thought this. I might have thought that the KD injury made it more competitive. But now that I've seen what Toronto's able to do in this matchup, I feel like KD being hurt robbed us of one of the great finals matchups ever.
You might be right.
I agree.
This Toronto team has really, really showed how good it is. Nick Nurse has done a great job coaching this team against Steve Kerr also. All right, Matt, you got to go to work. You got a pregame. You got to get ready. We appreciate the time so much down here, and hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up a little later, and the series will keep going.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.